Now, there's a well-known riddle about this sort of heuristic. I'll let Mazarine Banaji tell it.
A father and a son are in a car accident. The father dies. The son is taken to a hospital. The attending surgeon says, "I can't operate on this boy. He's my son." You ask people, how is this possible? And people like me go through enormously creative, incorrect paths to come up with answers like the one I did, which is that the father who died was the adoptive father and the father who was the surgeon could have been the biological father, when a very simple answer is staring me in the face that I am incapable of getting to, which is that the surgeon is the boy's mother. These days, of course, there is a second correct answer, which is that this is two dads. It's a gay couple. And people are just as likely to give you that answer as mother, even though the likelihood of gay parents is so much lower than that of a woman who is a surgeon. Now, to me, what is interesting is that personal experience seems not to matter here. I have had a number of people say to me, I was really shocked because things like my mother was a surgeon, and I couldn't come up with the right answer. That, to me, is a great example of the power of the culture, that it can set aside your own deep personal experience. And that is an important idea for us to take forward if we want to think about change, that your mother being a surgeon is not going to protect you from gender bias, but what you see in the world is what's driving that.